China's outgoing premier, Zhu Rongji, today delivered an impassioned defense of his economic policies at the opening session of the largely ceremonial National People's Congress. Also included in his speech was a plea to help the hundreds of millions of Chinese that years of reform and dramatic economic growth have left behind. The Congress, during its meeting, will anoint a new generation of Chinese leaders, successors to Zhu as well as President Jiang Zemin. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
When Zhu Rongji took over as China's premier in 1998, he famously asked for 100 coffins, 99 for the enemies of reform, he said, and one for himself. After 5 years in control of China's economy, Zhu looked a little more tired than usual today, but there was clearly plenty of life in him still as the opening ceremony of the Congress got underway. Inside the Great Hall of the People, it could still be the 1950s. The national anthem plays out and rows of delegates in China's largely toothless parliament applaud on cue. Outside, however, China is a different world. Economic reform, begun in the late 70s by the late Deng Xiaoping, is convulsing this nation of 1.3 billion people. It is this economic reform that Zhu Rongji has tried to develop and channel and control over the last 5 years. True to form, Zhu, in his 90-minute speech, did not mention Marx or Lenin or Mao even once, and he showed he's still looking to fill those 99 coffins for officials who oppose reform. In China's new economic landscape, he said, we must readjust our economic structure. Development, his speech went on, is the fundamental principle and the key to resolving all the problems China is facing. And in what was his farewell speech as premier, he had plenty of statistics to show that under his leadership, China has been developing at an incredible pace. GDP has increased by a third in 5 years. Overall economic growth has been nearly 8%. Exports have doubled. Average urban incomes have increased by nearly 50%. Many analysts credit Zhu with much of this progress.
It is Zhu Rongji more than anyone else who is responsible for the remarkable overall aggregate record of Chinese economic growth.
Richard Baum, a China specialist at UCLA, says President Jiang Zemin and China's other leaders owe much to Zhu Rongji for keeping the Chinese economy on the rails.
If Jiang Zemin has anyone to thank for his own exit as a senior statesman with high prestige and high honor, it's Zhu Rongji. I think without Zhu Rongji, Jiang Zemin would be tucking his tail between his legs and retreating to the nearest exit without a spotlight. So I think, yes, on the whole, Zhu Rongji's legacy is very positive.
But not everyone agrees. Critics say China's banking system is a mess, the state-owned enterprises are only half-reformed, and China's stock market is no better than a casino. And while most ordinary Chinese people applaud Zhu for his down-to-earth style and his opposition to corruption, many have seen his reforms peeling away their own economic security. Between 30 and 50 million workers have been laid off from China's state-owned enterprises in the last 5 years, as marketization has all but ended lifetime employment. And perhaps more importantly, the living standards of Chinese peasants have stagnated. The very reforms that are creating winners in China's coastal cities are creating legions of losers in the countryside. Zhu Rongji today obliquely admitted he is well aware that unrest among overtaxed farmers and unemployed workers could derail China's spectacular economic progress. We should implement policies to lighten the burden on farmers, Zhu said today, without actually mentioning the possibility of unrest. He added that the government should do a better job of protecting farmers' interests. Zhu Rongji is expected to be replaced as premier at this Congress by 60-year-old Wen Jiabao, a man in an altogether different mould, less pugnacious, less plain-speaking, though insiders say equally competent. He has large shoes to fill, and he inherits from Zhu Rongji a basket equally full of problems and promise. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.